Iran issued warnings and threats this week about the negotiations over its nuclear program. Representatives of the Iranian government say those nearly year-long talks with France, Germany, and Great Britain are close to breaking down. If the talks do collapse, Tehran has said it will restart uranium enrichment. That's a step the United States has warned Iran not to take. NPR's Mike Schuster has more on this story from Tehran.
To much of the outside world, there is little doubt that Iran should not be permitted to obtain certain nuclear technologies. It pursued its nuclear program in secret for 18 years, raising justifiable suspicions that it is seeking nuclear weapons. But in Tehran, there is the equally determined belief that Iran should be free to pursue any technology it desires, according to Ali Reza Sheikh Attar, editor-in-chief of the conservative Hamshari daily newspaper.
Among the even ordinary people on the street, they consider it as a humiliation. Doesn't matter whether they are conservative, reformist, or neutral. They say that we deserve to have capability of nuclear science for peaceful goals, and the United States is humiliating us.
The key issue under discussion with Europe is uranium enrichment. The Iranians secretly acquired centrifuges from Pakistan that can enrich uranium, which is one of the key explosive elements in a nuclear weapon. Iran has also engaged in the initial efforts to operate these centrifuges and was discovered to be constructing a massive facility for industrial-scale operations to enrich uranium. Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have put these facilities under monitoring, and the Iranians agreed last year to suspend uranium enrichment while they talk with the Europeans. In a recent television interview, Hassan Rouhani, chief of Iran's National Security Council, said his nation has done nothing wrong and does not intend to acquire nuclear weapons. We don't want to do anything illegal, Rouhani said. Everything we are doing is in accordance with international regulations and law. The Iranians say it is well within their legal rights to produce enriched uranium, which is also the fuel that runs civilian nuclear power plants. The Europeans, with American backing, are trying to convince Iran to buy its nuclear fuel from other nations. But so far, the Iranians have not accepted this offer. They want what is known as the complete nuclear fuel cycle, and some here have even suggested Iran could be a regional supplier of nuclear fuel, all within the limits set by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Iranians have been very sensitive to the suggestions from the U.S. and Israel in recent months that if the negotiations fail, it might be necessary to mount airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities. This is Iran's supreme clerical leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, speaking recently on television. The American politicians are liars and hypocrites, Khamenei said, when they accuse Iran of trying to make nuclear warheads, placing them on ballistic missiles and launching them. We are not warmongers. They are warmongers. They like wars. But when this nation's honor and this homeland's interests are at stake, Khamenei said, we will sacrifice ourselves. Iranian officials brush off the threats, primarily because they see the U.S. too deeply involved in the Iraq war to be able to mount a serious attack. Again, Hassan Rouhani. I don't think America has the ability to attack Iran, Rouhani says, but this doesn't mean that they don't have any plans in mind. In light of the situation in the region, though, I don't think that the Americans will miscalculate and attack Iran. This sense of confidence has led to a series of challenging statements from Iranian officials. This week, the Iranian foreign minister warned that Iran may wash its hands of the negotiations with Europe if a current round of talks in London is not successful. The spokesman for the foreign ministry said whether the negotiations with Europe succeed or fail, Iran will resume uranium enrichment. It is rare to find an optimist in Tehran on this subject, but Ali Salehi is one. A former negotiator for Iran at the IAEA in Vienna, Salehi argues there is a solution to this problem that's a win for all sides.
Iran is trying to give objective guarantees that Iran will never try to divert its activities into non-peaceful activities. At the same time, Europe is preparing itself to give firm guarantees to Iran that it will remove obstacles and sanctions that it has been so far in place concerning commercial relationships and scientific relationships between Iran and the European countries.
What exactly such objective guarantees might be are not yet clear, but Salehi's assumption, shared it seems by all Iranian officials, is that there is a way for Iran to resume its nuclear activities, including uranium enrichment, with convincing guarantees for the outside world that the result won't be nuclear weapons. Many in the United States and increasingly in Europe have serious doubts about this formulation. For Iranians, it's simply a matter of rights. Again, Ali Salehi.
I think this is our basic human rights. Sometimes West does is really undermining the human rights of other countries. This is one of the basics of human rights, access to knowledge, technology, of course, for the purpose of peaceful uses that we accept, that we all accept.
Bridging this gap is the goal of the talks with the Europeans. So far, there is no certainty a compromise can be found. Mike Schuster, NPR News.